SBS Filipino.
Kasama natin ngayon si Pastor Tess Abadilla, ang pastor ng Connect City Church, a marriage counselor at CEO and founder ng Frontline Foundation, upang pag-usapan ngayon ang divorce. Isang magandang araw sa iyo, Pastor Tess.
Magandang araw din, Claudette. Thank you for having me today.
Maraming salamat din sa pag-unlak mo ng aming imbitasyon. Ayon sa Australian Bureau of Statistics, sa 113,595 marriages that are registered here in Australia, almost half, around 48,517 divorces ang nag-grant dito sa Australia since 2015. Ano ba usually ang karaniwang dahilan ng divorce sa iyong obserbasyon bilang isang marriage counselor?
Alam mo, Claudette, if I were to summarize, siguro there are three things na at the top na cause ng divorce. The first, the really common one is the lack of communication.
Mm.
So usually, syempre, if you are husband and wife, you need to be able to communicate not just the things about the house or the children, but can you communicate to each other, you know, what you feel and so on.
Mm.
Pero through the years, pag nawawala na yung intimacy in terms of communication, that can cause a drift sa relationship ng mag-asawa. So I think lack of communication is the topmost one of the reasons sa divorce.
Mm.
And the second one, it really is about the finances.
Mm.
So usually, you know how it is when two people come together, syempre they have separate lives. And then when you go into a marriage, syempre there are things that you have to do together na hindi lang ikaw. So then there are responsibilities. So usually pag you begin to quarrel about money, tapos continuous quarreling about this and yung concern rather than understanding each other and working out ways by which you can actually monitor or even use it, so nagkakaroon ng problema. So finances is a second one,
mm-hmm,
na cause ng divorce. And I would say the third one would be immorality.
Mm.
Or really, itong immorality is more or less a process yan eh. Kasi nga, pag nagkakaroon na ng lack of love sa bawat isa. And when we say love here, love means holistic yun.
Mm.
Body, soul, and spirit.
Mm.
So of course, from a body perspective, syempre, if we understand marriage, you become one flesh. Then, you know, sex should not be a taboo. It is an important component ng marriage. So, importante. And then emotion.
Mm.
And then, so physical, body, soul, and then spiritual. So, pag nagkakaroon ka na ng lack of love in the bawat aspect nito, that could actually lead to not being able to enjoy your spouse anymore. So it can lead to immorality.
Mm-hmm.
So parang proseso yon, pero yun na yung tangible evidence na talagang meron ng relationship, nagkaroon ka ng relationship with another party, and that could be, once that happens, then it could also lead to divorce. So immorality would be the third one.
Marami ding mga couples na gusto nilang i-work out yung kanilang marriage. Isang pamamaraan ay ang marriage counseling. Dapat ba regular ito?
In my opinion, in the experience that we have, I would say yes. You have to go through marriage counseling if the differences are irreconcilable.
Mm.
Kasi there are aspects wherein, it takes two to tango, right?
Yep.
So if you can work out yung differences nyo, then it's okay. And you talk about it, you execute ways by which you can improve your relationship, okay yon. Pero pag medyo on the rocks or irreconcilable na yung differences nyo, then I would recommend marriage counseling. Kasi then you have a third party to actually, step in the middle and then talk to each other. And then, so kailangan ng marriage counseling. Yun. And I would say that it has to be a regular one until they can work out their differences.
Meron kasing iba na they do marriage counseling, but according to their experience, hindi nag-work.
Okay, kasi there are, I would say, it depends on the scope of the marriage counseling.
Mm.
Kasi, because I believe I'm a Christian counselor, and therefore I believe in the biblical foundations of marriage.
Mm.
So therefore, merong hindi lang body and emotions, pero meron spiritual aspect na ipapasok ko dyan.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that holistic kasi, Claudette, dapat eh, body, soul, and spirit. When you work out something, then you have to cover all aspects. So I would say that a Christian counselor would provide a more holistic approach in counseling to couples na merong differences at the moment.
And also, as a couple, importante din ba ang pagdadasal?
I would say, yes. I would say prayer is so important. And dinagdagan namin ng additional thing after we pray for one another, then we encourage one another as well.
Mm-hmm. Prayers and encouraging your partner as well is a good way.
Every day.
Ano namang mga practical tips ang pwede mong maibigay sa ating mga tagapakinig? Paano nila mas maipreserve pa ang love sa kanilang marriage?
Una-una is because I believe in the Word of God. Therefore, one has to understand na marriage is a gift from God.
Mm.
Therefore, merong biblical foundations ang marriage. And because it's also a gift, then it begins to give an importance to you na kailangan mo siyang i-treasure, kailangan mo siyang i-nurture, and kailangan mo siyang i-build up.
Mm-hmm.
So at the same time, there are also roles and responsibilities. Yung nasabi ko nga kanina, roles and responsibilities in marriage. And it is holistic. So, and once you know it, you actually do it. So body, soul, and spirit. So body, you know that you are one flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Sex becomes an important component of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yung embracing, hugging, yung things, the touch.
Physical touch.
Physical touch is important. Kasi ano yun eh, it's an expression of your love.
Mm-hmm.
And then yung soul, then yung respect for one another, you submit to one another. And then spirit, of course, yung prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first one. And then the second one would be once you start building the relationship, kasi syempre when you come together in marriage, you're different. So you have to adjust. And that takes time, especially if you have been both very successful. So ang tip ko doon is to have a language, yung ina-apply natin na language of love.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to know yung language ng partner mo, and he has to know yung language mo. So there are about 5 languages of love, which is according to Gary Chapman. Gift-giving, quality time, words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
So you encourage them. So, you just build them up, acts of service, you do something for them. And then yung physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
So, kung ano man yung language na, or even if you do everything, then try to do it kasi it is an expression of love,
mm-hmm.
not just words. So, you actually do it practically, ganoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the third one is to build and encourage one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you need to this is my thing. You need to listen to them. Hindi ka bisli magbaback in. So listening actively, being interested in the things that they want to do, encouraging them, and just building them up. The fourth, I believe in enjoying each other.
Mm.
So you need to take time out, go out together, go on holiday, just enjoy life together. Kasi even if there are children later on, at the end of the day, you start the family, you end the family.
Mm-hmm.
Alisin yung mga bata.
Mm-hmm.
So all throughout your marriage, like I've been married for 40 years, you just need to build each other up and build the relationship. And you just enjoy being together.
Mm-hmm.
Kahit kayong dalawa lang. And I think the last one is, I had my mother-in-law give me this. And it's quite a long list, pero I'll just read it out, no?
Mm-hmm.
It says, rules for a happy marriage. Never be angry at the same time. Never yell at each other unless the house is on fire. If one of you has to win an argument, let it be the other one. If you have to criticize, do it lovingly. Never bring the mistakes of the past. Neglect the whole world rather than each other. Never go to sleep with an argument unsettled.
Mm.
In other words, before you go to sleep, make sure okay kayong dalawa. And then at least once every day, try to say one kind or complimentary thing to your partner. And when you have done something wrong, be ready to admit it and ask for forgiveness. The last one is, it takes two to make a quarrel. And the one in the wrong is usually the one who does the most talking. So, forgive and forget. Bear with one another and forgive as the Lord has forgiven you.
Additional question, Pastis. Usually,
okay.
Nagkakaroon din ng problema in terms of the order ng family. Yung breadwinner, yung babae na, yung husband ay nagiging house husband. Ano ba yung tamang order
Okay, that actually happened to me because my husband is a pastor.
Mm.
And when we were in the Philippines, he was earning more than me. But when we came to Australia and he became a pastor, I was earning heaps of money over him kasi pastor siya. So outside in my workplace, I'm the boss. But because I know the basic foundation of marriage, pagdating sa bahay, he is the boss.
Mm.
So the order of marriage would be the husband is the head of the family. And the wife is a partner in the marriage,
mm-hmm.
co-leading with the husband as they lead and build up a family with the children. But at the end of the day, they may have some discussions in terms of how to run the family or how to, discipline the children. But at the end, it is the husband who makes the final decision. So the wife will have to defer and submit. Sabi nga sa Bible in Ephesians chapter 6, wives, submit to your husbands. Pero sinabi din, husbands, love your wife.
Mm.
So the husband must show love to the wife so that it is quite and becomes very easy for the wife to submit to the husband.
Maraming salamat sa mga payo at nakausap po natin si Pastor Tess Abadilla ng Connect City Church, a marriage counselor at CEO and founder of Frontline Foundation.
Pakinggan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.